Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Some stories are full of magic and adventure and whimsy, and others have morals or lessons that they seek to teach. This is one of those stories that's full of a lot of magic and a lot of fun, and maybe even a little moral if you know where to look. Today's storyteller is returning friend of the show, Wayne Karchner, with his story, George Bunny. Here's Wayne.
Brad, Amber, and Holly were playing in the backyard. Oh, they were having a great time. They played tag, they played hide and seek, and they played scream like a nut. And they were just enjoying themselves to no end when they heard something. What was it? They heard, "Can I play with you?" But they looked around and they couldn't see anyone. They heard it again. All there was a little rabbit. And then sure enough, the rabbit said, "Can I play with you?" Holly said, "Well, you're a rabbit, you can't talk." Said, "I can. Can I play with you? My name is George." All three of them said, "Yes, you can play with us." And so they did. They played tag. Oh, it was hard to catch George. He was so fast, and he could touch you in the ankle really easily. And then they played hide and seek. And George could find you wherever you hid, but he could hide in the smallest places, and it was tough. But when they played scream like a nut, oh, that scared George. After they played for a while, they sat in the shade of a tree, and they talked. And George told them their name. And then he said, "Would you like to come visit me in my house?" Amber said, "Oh, we can't go in your house, silly. We're too big." George said, "Come here, I'll show you." And they got over, and sure enough, there was a tiny little hole. But George Bunny took some fairy dust out of his fur and blew it on the children. And they shrunk tiny, tiny, tiny to the same size as the bunny. And then they all scurried into the hole. You know, a bunny's hole is nice and cozy, and it's lined with fur, and it's so nice. But George Bunny said, "Come follow me." And they ran down the hole, and they started going down farther and farther. And Brad said, it started to get dark, and Brad said, George, it's getting dark. I'm not scared, but the girls might get scared if it gets dark." George said, "Don't worry, it'll get light just around this corner." And sure enough, they went around the corner and it was light because there were diamonds shining in the walls. George said, "You can take as many diamonds as you'd like if you would want to." So all the children grabbed diamonds out of the walls and filled their pockets. And then they went on a little further and the cave opened up into a huge cavern. And in the cavern, there was a great big dinosaur. Now, when I was a boy, this type of dinosaur was called a brontosaurus. And then the science hippies decided it wasn't called a brontosaurus anymore. And now they've decided it's a brontosaurus. And now they're arguing whether it's a brontosaurus. But when he was a baby, he was called a brontosaurus. So his name was Bronte. And George Bunny jumped out and he said, "Hello, Bronte, how are you?"
"Hello, George. How are you?"
"I have some friends here."
"Oh, good. I like friends."
And Brad and Amber and Holly came out, and Bronte said,
"Would you like to play with me?"
And he put his huge head down, and they all climbed onto his head, and he lifted it up, and they slid down his neck like a slide and ran across his back and then slid down his tail, and he flipped him into a bush. And then they ran back to his head and did it again and slid down his neck, ran across his back and slid down his tail, and he flipped him into a bush. They did that for a long time, and then after a bit, they heard boom, 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 and Bronte looked up. He said,
"Oh, no, that's Tyro, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and he wants to eat me.
Brad, Amber, and Holly got together and they said, we can't let him eat Bronte. And they had a plan. And as Bronte got closer, they all hid behind bushes. And as Tyro got closer, Brad jumped out from behind a bush and yelled at Tyro and said, nah, 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 you can't get me. And Tyro started running towards Brad, but Brad hid behind a bush. And then Amber jumped out and said, nah, nah, you're ugly, and got Tyro mad. And he started running towards her. And then Holly jumped out from behind a bush, and I'm afraid, she said bad things about Tyrannosaurus Rex's mother and got him so mad that he just started running at her. And he was so mad he didn't notice that she was in front of a cliff. And he fell off the cliff down into a lake that was at the bottom of the cliff. And all three of the kids came over and started throwing rocks and sticks. And then they went back and Bronte said, thank you so much for saving me. And he gave them a big lick with his great big tongue. And they said, we have to go back. Mom will be waiting for us. And they gave Bronte a big kiss on his cheek. Mwah! And they all climbed back into the tunnel and started climbing back up past the diamonds. And then they got out of the hole. As soon as they got out of the hole, they got bigger, 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 back to their normal size. And they ran into their mom and they told them all about what they had done all day. And their mom said, oh, you kids have such an imagination. She did not believe them. But the next day when she washed their clothes, she couldn't figure out where all the diamonds came from.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.